Aloha kakou. Love to everyone. Aloha.
Aloha.
All right, everybody can hear me?
Yes.
Who's not on board? Who didn't make the boat? Okay, isn't this beautiful?
Yeah.
Oh, my soul is so happy to be here in Kauai on this water. I'm just, when we were driving over, I saw the mountains, I started crying again. Anyway, how beautiful here. Let's start this out with a chant. We're going to do the Eho Mai, as we, by now you should have it probably known. If not, I'll go slow enough so you can follow me, okay? And we're going to do the four cleansing breaths first, remember?
Yes.
Okay, honey. Ha. Honey. Ha. Honey. Ha. Honey. Ha. Eho mai, kai ke mai, luna mai e. O na mea, huna no e au. O na mele. Eho mai, eho mai, eho mai. Eho mai kai ke mai luna mai e. O nā mea huna no e ao. O nā mele. Eho mai, eho mai, eho mai. Eho mai kai ke mai luna mai e. O nā mea huna no e ao. O nā mele. Eho mai, eho mai, eho mai. E, 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 e. Ah, that was beautiful. Didn't that feel good?
Yeah.
So I know that this isn't really morning and the sun's already up. But I think it still would be beautiful to do ALA, okay? And we can do this together. So, it's A, I'll go at one time. ALA kalai kahikina, ikamawana kamawana hohonu, ka ikaleva kaleva nu'u, ikahikina iakala, ayakla. ALA. I know everybody's gonna do everything but get only the ALA part. That's all right. E ala e ka lai ka hikina, I kamuana, kamuana hohonu, pi I kaleva, kaleva nu, I ka hikina, e akala, e ala e. E ala e ka lai ka hikina, I kamuana, kamuana hohonu, pi kaleva, kaleva nu, I kahikina, e akala, e ale. E ala e kalai kahikina, I kamuana, kamuana hohonu, pi kaleva, kaleva nu, I kahikina, e akala, e ale. Good job!
And so I just want to let everyone know when we were chanting, we have a pod of spinner dolphins at the front of the boat.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did everyone hear that? Is that beautiful?
Yeah.
You know that they're here for us, right?
Yes.
They're saying, welcome home, yeah. Lemurians! Yeah. Remember when you used to come play with us? And swim with us.
When you said play, one jumped up.
Yeah. They know it. Aloha to our dolphin family. Woo. ALA. Yeah, so they say, we love you too. We're so, I see they're playful. Where's Guillermo? You want to know how to play? Look at the dolphins. When they spin, do the same thing.
Yes.
Beautiful. Great, great. So that's wonderful. So mahalo to the dolphin family, to the ocean family. And let's put it out that we see a whale. Hey, that'd be even greater. Okay, great. So aloha vau I oko. I love you all very much.
Gazing upon the ocean and our pods of dolphin spinners and bottlenoses that have come to greet us, and we came to greet them. Each of us knew that we will both be there at this time, both be here. In joy and celebration of our last day tour, overlooking Kauai from the ocean, in the beauty of Kauai, in the beauty of ourselves, floating on the waters, connecting more with Gaia, and connecting with our extended family. Place your attention in your heart even more. Connect even more through your pineal, through your consciousness, through your intuition, allowing yourself to be more open, more joyful, more blissful, more loving, more multidimensional, more of your true essence of love, of bliss, of joy, of happiness, of purity, of divinity, of being with one, with all that is around you, with all that is swimming around you. Greet the elementals and the multidimensional energies that are all around you and within you. Celebrate this moment. How much joy you can invite into your life just as now. How much joy you can invite into your life in every moment of your life. Can you take that dolphin joy with you home and bring it into your family, into your relationships, into your work, into every place you go and step with your consciousness, with your Lemurian soul consciousness? It is always with you, and it is here now to remind you where you came from and who you truly are, of your magnificence, of your eternal soul, of a constant flow of love, of joy, an ocean of love, an ocean of joy that has no beginning and no end and is constantly there to support you, to love you, to embrace you, and to be with you everywhere you go.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. For those who have just discovered this recording, we are indeed in the island of Kauai on a catamaran offshore. The beautiful sea is calm, surrounded by dolphins. It's a special event. It always is when you go into the ocean. And we've been here many times, and there have been many channels on the ocean, on the sea, surrounded by dolphins. You might say, well, Cryon, this would be a wonderful time for you to talk about dolphins. Dear ones, I've talked about dolphins. And the thing about the dolphin is dramatic. There is a relationship, and you know it. The dolphins and the whales are grouped in the same way. They are the same animal, they would say, just one is bigger than the other. We've talked about it before, and as you see them and you're delighted, you know that they know you're here. And even before we begin to talk about what I want to talk about, isn't it interesting that wherever the crowd groups, whether it's the back of the boat or the side of the boat or the front of the boat, that's where the dolphins stay. In other words, they know you're looking. And so many times they will show off knowing you're looking. There's an alliance, and we've spoken of this before. But that's not what we want to speak of now. Are you aware that you are not grounded at this moment? We've talked about this before, that water does something interesting to sailors. And even those who for a moment or two or for an hour or two decide to venture out onto the ocean, there's a feeling of not being totally and completely grounded. And often when that happens, those who are sensitive are aware that this is a time of reflection. More than that, perhaps even enhancement. If you're not grounded, that is to say your feet are not on the earth, you have an opportunity at that moment for enhanced thought. Those who spend a great deal of time in aircraft have the same feeling, and they'll talk about it, that when you're in the sky, sometimes the thoughts are different than when you're on the ground. Many times, especially in ancient times, the sailors who watched the ocean, who were out among the waves and the wind, actually have hallucinations. And they're very aware that the ocean is a different paradigm than the land, and it's not just that the elements are different or the weather is different, but they are different. That's the attribute of not being grounded. So you might say, these are wonderful times for you then to have introspection. That is to say, start asking questions. If you had to ask a question about enhancement, let's say right now, dear spirit, you could say, I wish an enhancement because I'm not grounded. Give me something. And if spirit said, well, what would that be? This is the subject of the message. Because most humans, not even the intellectuals, will start asking questions. I want enhancement about knowledge. I want to know how things work, you might say. These beautiful little spinner dolphins, what's on their mind? What are they thinking? Are they really aware of us? What's going on there, you might say. Some would say, well, I'd like to know more about the way karma works on the planet. I'd like to understand a little bit about the soul. Others would say, well, I want to know all about the ETs. And you'd have all of these questions and questions and more questions. So the enhancement that most humans ask for immediately is knowledge. Now, I'm going to give you a guideline. A guideline that is a suggestion, but it's part of a new energy, part of a new human being, because it changes the paradigm of what you ask for. Everyone on this boat is listening and aware that you are part of a conference, an excursion, a time where many old souls are on board. The old soul is needed, especially in these times, because you carry the wisdom that the new ones do not. And that just means that you've been in school longer. And yet the old soul still wants to know about the knowledge. How does this work? What happens next? Where are we going? Here's a guideline. Does the question you ask help humanity? If I told you all about life in the universe, It's everywhere. If I told you who you're being watched by, and how long, and why they're waiting, how does that help humanity? What it does is to soothe that intellectual part of you who says, I need to know. Because that is a paradigm of a human being who wants to know. If I started giving you all the information about how karma works, or perhaps even the purpose of whales and dolphins, how does that help humanity? How does that help you negotiate the next turn in your life? What happens when you land back on the earth and you're grounded once again? I've given many parables about this, and this one is no different. I will say to you, instead of a parable, I'll just give you that which is the truth. Whatever question you ask, think about it. Does it help humanity? The best asked question you could ask and receive an answer for would answer all the rest, and that is this: Dear Spirit, if I could have an enhancement right now, I want you to enhance my intuition. Because we've talked about the intuition before. It's connected to the pineal. And what else is connected to the pineal that you know about and that we've talked about? And that is your higher self. The pineal is connected to the brain, to the heart. It's all-inclusive in the body. It even connects to the field around the DNA. The more intuitive you are, the more messages you get about how things work. The more intuitive you are, the more you will understand which way to turn next. There are those even listening now, and that's the question they want. Dear Spirit, what do I do next? I'll tell you this. If you ask for intuition, and that's the enhancement, that's all you need. Think about this, because the next time you go into meditation or prayer or whatever you call it, and you face Spirit, we used to say in an old energy, the best question you could ask is, Dear Spirit, tell me what I need to know. It's changed slightly in this new energy. Dear Spirit, give me intuition above what I have now so I will know what to do next. I'll know about the dolphins. I'll know who's watching. All of these things will come through an intuition which starts to raise the vibration of myself and the planet, those around me, and all things will be revealed, basically, through the old soul, through your intuition. So the guideline, again, is to drop the intellectual approach and to consider, how does this help humanity, before you ask. The dolphins cheer. In some way, they know this message, and they know you. And so it is.